This is a special edition of the Disciplined Investor Podcast. Daily stock picks for the CNBC Million Dollar Portfolio Challenge with your host, Andrew Horowitz. What would you do with $1 million? Want to learn how to trade like a pro? The CNBC Million Dollar Challenge is on. Get registered. It's free. Links can be found at thedisciplinedinvestor.com/blog. Register, then listen in for stock tips each day on this podcast. The Disciplined Investor, your place for all things financial.
And welcome to another episode of the Disciplined Investor Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Andrew Horowitz. I am your host, and we are going to talk about this competition that we are seeing some amazing results from. You are seeing the leaderboard packed with people that have over $3 million of assets that they've amassed and earned in the last several weeks, and that is quite an amazing, amazing story. And really why you're seeing that, I think, is because we are seeing a feeding frenzy, just an outright crazy amount of movement on stocks due to earnings announcements and news announcements and privatization announcements. And the stocks are moving maybe 8, 9, 10% easily, some even more. We saw Apple come out with earnings last night, just blew past earnings. An amazing, amazing quarter for Apple that was on the back of what was thought to be a soft time of the year. The fourth quarter, they usually anticipate to be slow into the first quarter, but what we saw was MacBook sales going at a tremendous level, as well as the iTunes store, as well as the iPod. And looking forward to iTunes, the TV version, or iTV, as well as the iPhone, you got to wonder if Apple can be caught at this time. Tonight we have Microsoft coming out with earnings, and I don't know what you're thinking, but the street is not really very excited about Vista. They're not excited about the Zune, and you have to wonder if low expectations will benefit Microsoft, or if it's going to be a reality that they really do not have anything that can compete with the Apples of the world these days. Well, let's start today. We're going to give you a couple of picks, tell you where we are, but I want to start with a trivia question, and we're going to do a giveaway. You're going to get a copy of the digital edition of The Disciplined Investor, my book. That's going to be on bookshelves very shortly. And if you want a chance to do so, you're going to have to answer a question, and we'll go into a random choice of the entrants. And this contest is from today, when you hear this, through April 29th at midnight. The question that you have to answer is this. What was the first listed company on the New York Stock Exchange? What was the first listed company on the New York Stock Exchange? Send your answers to trivia@thedisciplinedinvestor.com.
Did you know that bulls sometimes like the naked option? Bears sometimes buy butterflies. And diamonds are some trader's best friend. And there's nothing so satisfying as when we see our shorts come down. Unless, of course, everyone else has longs and are quickly covering their shorts. Did you ever see hammers with long bodies and short shadows after a shooting star appeared just prior to a dark cloud cover? There have been numerous sightings lately of long collars used upside down, head and shoulders. Sound like gibberish? Well, they're not. These are all real investment terms that you need to know. Learn the lingo and techniques of pro traders before you invest, and you too may even own spiders or even a new convertible. Coming to bookstores everywhere, The Disciplined Investor, the groundbreaking book that gives you professional investment tools page after page. Watch for it in bookstores everywhere. The Disciplined Investor. Get your copy and profit from it. Written by Andrew Horowitz.
One of the things that we have to look forward to next week is Howard Lindzen, who is the creator of a wonderful, wonderful podcast, video podcast, and a site that pokes a little bit of fun at the Wall Street community while giving some very good information. He is the creator of Wall Strip. We'll be talking to him. We also have from CNBC, Larry Kudlow, a wonderful political and economic commentator, a real knowledgeable individual when it comes to all things economic, and knows a lot about how all of the infrastructure works. Don't miss that show. And coming up tomorrow, we're going to do Anatomy of a Trade. We're going to talk about an actual trade that I entered into, why I did it, where were the points that I found to be entry areas, and where did I find that I wanted to exit. So all these things are coming up, as well as some information on technicals and MACD, Bollinger Bands, moving average, etc. So let's talk about the challenge. That's what we're here for. So we're up about 9% for the week. That's our goal. About 10% per week was the original goal that we laid out for ourselves. And when we develop any kind of an investment discipline, you want to stay with your policy, with your plan. Try not to deviate. Try not to get emotional. That's part of the core process of being a disciplined investor. The competition, we had a pick for Alterra in the beginning of the week and then moved to Comag and into Citrix. That really didn't do well. Nothing happened there of interest. And then we also had another pick that didn't do well, which was Illumin. But again, I didn't really think that there was something that outstanding. And sure, we could have picked maybe Apple or Nutrisystems, but it didn't seem that from all the information that that was going to be beneficial when you looked at the charts and the earnings and the past history. You know, you're not going to get this right every time. And in this challenge environment, we're trying to swing for the stars. We're trying to really hit a home run every single time. So when we look at the overall process, when we're looking at earnings or news announcements or special issues that come out to play, we have to look at all the things and take our best shot. And again, it's just for a learning exercise here anyway. The tonight's picks, I'm going to actually go with three different positions, a little bit of a deviation from the standard one position, because I feel that there's really nothing that I'm totally sold on right now. And what I want to do is find three things that I can diversify and hopefully hit a nice return with one of them at least. They all have similar chart patterns, and I think that there is something in at least one of these that are going to be beneficial to the portfolio. The stocks are Digital River, it is symbol DRIV, SanDisk, SNDK, and Nibiddy, NTY. Let's start with the chart, and these are all on the blog site, the disciplinedinvestor.com, so take a look over there. Digital River, let's start with that one first. You look at the chart, and one of the main things that we find is we see a consistency of the stock moving in a relative manner that is really harsh in one way or the other. We see back in July a really big move all the way through November and then a big sell-off through February. So there's obviously an inconsistency overall here. But what I do like about this is you look at this, it's almost a nice cup and handle we see inside of here. It's a little bit of a downslope into February, then it comes up and March it moved down and back up. But we see a resistance point very, very clearly outlined at about 57.5 where it is today. What I like about this is that we are seeing it not too far above its 50-day moving average, and it is bucking against its resistance over and over again. They're in the digital rights management area, and this is one area that could see some nice growth because downloadable software and stores that have any kind of information that can be downloaded will use a product such as Digital River. So when we look at the stock, I see that the MACD is questionable, but not so bad that it looks like it's overbought by any means. And the RSI index is reaching 70. It is a little bit on the high side for my taste. Nonetheless, because of the mania that's going on, the frenzy that's going on with stocks right now, this is in the technology area. It does have an opportunity to break above this 57.5 range and then move well past 60. So Digital River is one pick for the competition. The next pick that I like is Nibiddy. Now, Nibiddy's in the health food area, and they have vitamins and a variety of other kind of good-for-you products. What's interesting about this is we're seeing an upside-down head and shoulders pattern here. Now, mind you, technical analysis is only one area of a discipline that you want to use for an entire portfolio. For the competition, we're focusing on that. But when you look at that in the March area, we see the down movement because of the real big sell-off we saw, the harsh movement in the markets due to the Chinese sell-off back in February. And we see the head formed between March and April and then the shoulders on the left side between January and on the right side in April. Again, it is bucking against its resistance, which is clearly right about 55. This is showing that the stock has seen a downward movement. It can be held and supported about the $45 range, and that's where it broke out back in February as well. The stock is not overbought. It's not oversold. There's nothing terribly exciting other than the fact that there's a great deal of momentum that is moving along with this stock. Fundamentally, it's a quality stock. It has a variety of things that are beneficial when you look at the environment for health foods. And the management seems to be doing well at consistently increasing earnings and providing a nice shareholder benefit and enhancement to the value of shareholders. It is a little bit high when you look at the fact that it's probably up about 120% in the last year or so. We're taking a smaller position there. The one that I like is SanDisk. SanDisk is in the solid state memory area, and that's something that I believe was going to be one of the hottest areas, not only for cameras and iPods and all sorts of devices, but more so in computers when they can get past the capacity restrictions that they have right now. Now we're looking at about 32 gigabytes as the largest card they have, but that's quickly going to be breached and we're going to move to a different level. But when you look at the chart here, you see a couple of interesting points. Number one, there is a top end at the $57 range, and right now it's obviously in the $45, but you can see clearly that it broke down in October very, very sharply. If this stock does show a beneficial earnings, we're seeing momentum into the close. We're seeing the fact that it is bucking right up against its initial resistance of about 45 and a half or so. If it moves past there, the gap down can be retraced entirely up to the $50 range. Now, there's not that many more companies that have come out with anything lately, and most of the competition has either been absorbed or has gone away one way or another. So SanDisk is really out there with only a few players. So they have a big chunk of this market. The MACD, again, I'd much rather buy it if I find that the crossover happened below the zero line, like we saw in July of 06, or maybe even into November. But at this point, if you look at the chart, again, an upside down head and shoulders again forming here, we see the support level at about 42.5 consistently across, but there seems to be this giant gap between 45 and 55 that we can call the retracement area. That's what I like to see. So these are the three areas. Remember that we're going to be talking a lot about technical analysis as well as the anatomy of a trade coming up. The incredible amount of great shows that we have coming up. Please do me a favor. Make sure that you are subscribed. Don't just listen to each episode. Make sure you subscribe and get automatic downloads. Do me one more favor and provide a review on iTunes. That's how we keep the show going. And I thank you and want to tell you that I wish you great investing. Have a great day. Have a successful day. I'll see you tomorrow.
If you like what you hear, we want to know. Go to our show's listing on either iTunes or your favorite podcast directory and leave us feedback and a rating. The more feedback we have, the higher our position on the charts. Think of it as the price of admission. It only takes a minute and helps us understand more about what interests you. Keep our blog and podcast popular, and we'll keep providing you with great investment ideas. The recommendations of stocks for the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge are intended to be used solely for the benefit of the trading with the competition. Please note that these are considered aggressive and are intended for the contest, which will end on May 25th, 2007. The recommendations during this special segment by the host or anyone related to this podcast should not be used for actual investment portfolios.